season premiere of my favorite show is about 10 seconds in when the screen cuts out. They were about to resolve a cliffhanger from last year. A cliffhanger from last year. Season premiere of my favorite show is about 10 seconds in when the screen cuts out. They were about to resolve a cliffhanger from last year. Newscaster comes on with his coiffed pompadour hair, flashing his fake smile as he delivers an important message. We'll resume after these brief words. First, live from headquarters, an important message. And now a word from our presidential candidate. Stay tuned. The guy running for office merges onto my screen, sitting at some desk by a fireplace, his smile about as equally fake. My fellow citizens, he says, I have an important message for you. Listen to me now, as your future depends on my. Better be good. As you know, elections are coming, and your vote really counts. I know you think it doesn't matter, but without you, there is no vote. And when you don't elect me, you'll be left with the alternative. So be sure to cast your vote this year. But what do you stand for? I wonder. You've said nothing your whole campaign. What are you even saying now? My blood pressure is going through my head. They won't return to my program, so I'm hostage to this blowhard, forced to listen to his important message. But what does he really have to say? Time to find out. We can win if you stand with us, but we fail if you back down. So be sure to cast your vote this year. It's never been a more important time. But what do you even stand for? I wonder. Why is it so hard to say? They won't return to my program, so I'm hostage to this blowhard, forced to listen to his important message. But what does he really have to say? Doesn't seem like anything, so I tune him out. My show's over now, anyway. Guess I'll read a book instead.